Hey everybody, welcome to March 5th of Pray Today. Today I want to talk to you about fear, specifically fear of failure. Over the next several days, we're going to be talking about being scared or fear. Aren't you excited about that? I hope you're not fearing the next few days. Fear of failure is something that so many people struggle with, and many of us have fear of failure in areas that we have no confidence, areas that people's words or people's action have caused us to fear doing something, of taking the first step, of really committing to something because of failure, whether that's in a relationship or in a job or a new skill. But you know, so often this transfers into our spiritual life, this fear of failure. Because let's be honest, God in His Word makes it so clear, as we've talked so often, about wanting to use us. But so many people are paralyzed by fear, and God does not use them the way that He could use them. It's because they never take the first step. So whether that's in areas of spiritual goals, there are people who won't even make spiritual goals to grow because they're afraid of failing, or fear of sharing your faith because you're afraid of failure. There's a lot of men who I have encouraged over the years to take the spiritual lead in their family and to pray with their wife or to pray with their children. And they don't do it because they're afraid. They're afraid they'll fail. They're afraid they'll look bad or sound bad, or that they don't know enough. There are so many things that God calls His people to do that are never done because of the fear of failure. If you think about God's messenger angel throughout the Bible, when He comes to people and has a job for them to do, or tells them that there's a plan that God has, the first things you hear from the angel is, "Fear not, do not fear." And then followed by what God wants to do with them. I want to read you from the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, the 10th verse. This may be a verse that you want to memorize. God said to Isaiah, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." God says this to Isaiah. God had a job for Isaiah. But God says the same thing to us when He has something for us to do, a step to take in our faith, that we're not to be afraid of failure because God is with us, that we are not to be afraid, that God will help us. He will uphold us with His righteous right hand. So I don't know what it is that you fear, or if there's an area in your faith that you haven't taken a step in. And if you think about it, there's a fear behind it. But that's what I want to pray about with you today. Let's take this to God. Lord, forgive me when I fear things that I know You have for me. That I fear failure. I fear, and I know I don't need to. I know that You promised me over and over again that You'll never give me something to do and not equip me to do it. Forgive me when I don't lean into You. Forgive me when I think about doing it on my own and then I get scared. Forgive me when I forget that You are my helper and You are my strength, that You are with me and that You are for me. God, would You just clearly make known to me what You want from me today? And then, Lord, instead of worrying and instead of running away because of fear, Lord, I want to run into whatever it is You challenge me to do. I want to run into it with faith instead of run from it in fear. God, I thank You so much that You are calling Your body, the body of Christ, to step up and to not be afraid when You have something for us. Lord, may we remember that your ways are so much higher than our ways. And we're going to step out in faith when you call us to do things. God, would you replace that fear with faith? Thank you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.